Public Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back. Republic of Texas Radio, Hour 2. Well, April 9th. Hey, whatever. 2017. I keep getting that wrong. I want to say 2014, 2013. It's 2017. Crazy stuff. Hey, we got Alan in West Virginia. I'm going to bring him on. But first, I want to bring on another voice, another person, a past guest who was on another network. His name is James, and he's my neighbor, right? I have fascinating conversations with him, and I decided that, well, it's been too long since I've had him on the show, and we're going to bring him into the fray. Hey, James, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Steve. What's going on?
Oh, man, we're just talking about stuff like I like to talk about. You doing good this morning?
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Last dreary, not dreary, but it's overcast.
Yeah. Hey, we got a caller on the line. Let's go see what Alan in West Virginia has for us. Hey, Alan, are you out there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Alan? Yeah. Go for it, man. What do you got for us?
Well, now I have three things since I've listened to you so long. But one thing I want to get to, but before I forget, though, remind me about the missile, the Hawk missiles on the ship. But first thing I want to get to is, the city council, that they have them, you know how they do, the county council, they have their meetings and so forth and this, that, and the other. And so I observed one time, and every time somebody asked a question about something that referred to anything, this guy stood up in the corner, and come to find out he was a lawyer. And I finally said, "Who the heck are you?" And, well, in other words, just none of the city council members that was voted in got to speak. He did. So I said, "You sit down, shut up, and I'm asking them a question. That's who I voted in office, not you." So I thought that right there told me that they was already selling out to the New World Order or whatever, you know.
Oh, yeah. You know, we have a similar thing here, Alan, and, you know, the way it goes is they talk about something in city council, and they're governed by a thing they call home rules, and the home rules say that they talk about how they're going to spend a whole bunch of money, and then they're going to have a comment section, and now the comment section is at their discretion, and then you can get up there, and you can have 3 minutes to speak, and then you'll sit there and you say, "Are you guys completely, absolutely insane?" And they don't have to reply. It's only your comments. They don't have to reply, and that's written into our house rules. So having a person in the back like you described, that's very useful for them because it's kind of like, you know, this guy's in the back, and he's going to be answering the questions the political way, and that's a hell of a strategy, Alan.
The second thing I wanted to say was real quick, I'd like for Chris to be able to get a hold of him because I'd like to talk to him about his problem because I had to go through the same thing one time and it wasn't no problem after I figured out how to defeat him. And maybe I can leave my number with the board op or something, and he can pass it on to Chris or however. But the third thing, real quick, is on these missiles, when they launch, you know, from these ships, and we have so much of this great video, what do we got, another ship right beside them that Fox owns or somebody? Or who's taking all these videos? What's going on with that?
Well, I think that they learned from Hollywood that they need something to feed the public, and so they probably got film crews out there trying to get the best view of the missile launches as they're doing stuff. But, you know, honestly, they could have done that with a simple phone and, you know, all they had to do is fly one person in or something like that. I don't know. Do they have videographers on board all these ships?
They do have military reporters, but my gosh, what are they trying to promote? Are they trying to promote yourselves? You see what I'm saying? War wasn't promoted, and now it seems like every little thing they do is promoted, but they always kind of steer it in their direction. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely do. Hey, you got anything else for us?
And then how would we know, unless it was satellite recorded, how would we know exactly where they're aiming at, where it's going to hit? Because just like to have cameras right there where it's going to hit too.
Yeah, we're not supposed to think about that, Alan. We're supposed to be impressed by the ooh, aren't the bright lights pretty? Oh, look, isn't that good? Yeah, I mean,
ain't that pretty?
Yep, most of America.
All right, guys. Well, I won't chew your intelligent ears off.
If you'll take me down
to the board up, I'll give him my phone number.
Okay, Ken, can you take him offline real quick, and then? Okay, hey, Chris is on the line. Do you want to talk to him right now?
Oh, is Chris on the line? Great.
Well, he just dialed back.
He's an intellectual. I mean, that guy is elegant with law.
Hey, Chris, are you there? Hello, Mr. Chris.
I think he hung up, didn't he?
This is Caesar in New York, by now.
Okay, we got a crowded phone line right now. Here, if Ken, if you could do this, just grab Alan's phone number for me, send it through to me on Skype, and then, you know, man, I don't know. How will I get the whole... Give me your phone number, Alan, and I'll get your phone number to Chris. But don't do it on the line. You can...
Okay.
Can you bring him off the line there, Ken? Okay. Well, we'll work this thing out. It's kind of like, you know, we've got a lot going on. Hey, James... Thanks for coming on the show today. We were just kind of like talking earlier about the U.S. strike on the Syrian bases. And so that's kind of tail ending from the back and city council stuff. You know how I like to talk about that. But you don't actually see a lot of this stuff because you don't subscribe to TV, internet, or newspapers, and you get your news from people. Is that right? Man, did we lose James? Oh, well, it seems like
really
we're
James
losing.
James is up to date. Pardon?
I'm trying to figure out who the voices are. Maybe I crowded the phone lines. Let's see.
James, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. So, James, did you hear?
Yes.
We're colliding big time here as far as things go. Hey, Caesar in New York, hang on for a second. I want to talk to James about, you know, what his perception of what just happened last week with the Syrian thing. Did you hear about it from anybody besides me? Hey. Oh, man. Okay. Well, I'm trying to talk to James. I'm getting your conversation. Okay. Huh. Well, this is probably a technical difficulty that I caused. You know, we got too many people on the line. Okay. So, James, say hello.
Yes, sir. Hello.
Okay. Thank you. That's great. Hey, so... Do you hear anything about Syria besides me? You hearing it from any other sides? You don't do paper. You don't do internet. You don't do anything.
No, I didn't do anything on that. You told me about it, but I still didn't look it up. I mean, different time, different place, same story. You know, I mean,
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
The Iraqis gassed their people in the 90s, you know, and before that, you know, people were gassed in, you know, Russia someplace. It's just the same story, different time and different locale, you know.
Seems they just keep repeating everything.
Well, yeah, it's just a repeat of, you know, last year's news, you know, and what comes of it, I don't know. Who the political players are, I don't know, but they're doing some kind of play, you know.
Right.
Whether it's over,
a lot of people
over
yeah,
their name in the paper, or they're trying to get a... What's that?
Well, I was just going to say a lot of people think that this is similar to the Reichstag. Or, you know, whatever, any one of those other things that happened where it really didn't happen, and, you know, the way that it's being perceived, they wouldn't do that, would they?
Who's that? Oh, sure they would. Anything to further their political aims or their, you know, political ambitions, they'll do whatever it takes, you know, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I know. Okay, well, let's get through the callers real quick, and then we'll get back into a rhythm here. Hey, let's see what Caesar out in New York has to say this morning. Hey, Caesar, thanks for hanging on the line. Sorry about all the collisions there.
Yeah, good morning. How are you, gentlemen, today? I missed your show last week.
Oh, I missed it, too. What you got for us?
You guys put on a good show. I was thinking, I drove by Fort Trump yesterday, and I saw all the people out there with the pickets, right?
Okay.
And they had all kind of signed President Bannon, and Israel did 9/11 and everything, and I was thinking, I said, Trump is now a war criminal.
Pretty much so. Depends on your perspective.
Huh?
Yeah.
You know, that whether he's a war criminal, that's all a matter of perspective. You know, the ones who are doing all this, they look at it as, you know, if he does stuff like this, he's a great man. But, yeah, you know,
he
most...
But I don't see where he's great. I mean, I wish you could educate on the paradox, because I see nothing great about this guy. Nothing but smoke and mirror, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I called a few weeks ago, and I told you the guys, the name of the guy that was backing him. Listen, you know, there's nothing. Look who's surrounding him. Let me ask something. What is Bush Kushner doing on an NSC, okay, meeting? Who elected him to go sit there? How is he firing? I don't understand. Where did this guy come out of? Did the people, or how did he get there?
Hey, don't try it too hard to understand, you know.
More than likely.
Because, Alan.
More than likely, he's a Mossad agent. You know, more than likely, yeah. I mean, I definitely believe that. You know, why? How is this guy, you know, able to go with a head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, you know, over to the Middle East for some kind of a meeting? You know, who is this guy? You know, exactly. You know, there's lots of skullduggery going on behind the scenes. There are a lot of high powered Jewish players that are in his cabinet, and yeah, I find it rather fishy.
Listen,
the Russians were making a mockery of us. They must be laughing at us. $1 billion in tomahawks, and they couldn't even hit their target. This country is going to burn and go to hell, where this country deserves to go, because we have become ignorant, and we, the Americans, okay, have allowed, okay, these snakes to take over our republic, and our republic has been taken away from us. And that has nothing to do with the bankruptcy of 33, nor does it have anything to do with the Constitution of 1871, where Maryland and Virginia created a square mile of the District of Criminals and incorporated and made it a U.S. corporation and made the president chief executive officer of the corporation, and Congress became our managers, okay? We are going to get what we deserve, and this country is going to hell, and I hope that they're archiving this over there in Raleigh, and some of those fools, okay, might find something over there, which I doubt, because it's the general order that the CIA, unfortunately, okay, and 40% of the top person, and the other 60 goes to the Jesuits. We have been hoodwinked, we have been swindled, and fools again thought that this man was going to do something for the country, and unfortunately, He has done nothing at all. Look at draining the swamp. The only thing is he refilled the swamp.
Mm-hmm. You seem mad.
Of course I'm mad. Aren't you mad that our country is going to hell and we ain't going to have no country to live in? We're going to have to live like in the gulag in Russia? We're going to get. That's what's coming to us, my friend. It's coming.
Yes, I was
not going to be able to survive under these circumstances. This country is going to hell and it's going to hell in warp speed.
You know, I was being facetious there, Caesar. I'm mad as hell, too, and I got thick skin, and it's just all crazy. But, you know, listening to this stuff, watching this stuff so much, it's kind of hard to think that, you know, you get such thick skin. And, you know, my guest this hour, James, and I have this conversation all the time, you know, about, you know, this or that. And I'm going to jump back to him here in a second. You got anything else for us, Caesar? But one thing that James says is I wish more people would get mad about all this stuff that's going on because we're too passive or something like that. Caesar, give you last words.
Yeah. My last the guy that's carrying on to war, okay, they ain't going to be cheering. There's something they're doing that are going to go back for Exxon or Enron, you know, for all these corporations, okay, as Bradley Buzz said, or Bradley Buzz, he said war is a racket, and he was a highly decorated World War One general, and if you go and you download his book, you read it, he spells it out, okay, it's a dog and pony show, it's smoke and mirrors, and this is a chastisement against mankind.
Hey, thank you for your call. Hey, James,
yes, sir.
You always ask me about why isn't anybody mad? Why is everybody putting up with that stuff? We do get some people that are angry, and I'm angry. Maybe I just don't show it. I don't know. You know,
well, he didn't seem like he was upset. He was just passionate. He didn't seem like he was mad. He was just passionate. Okay. You know,
uh-huh. He's mad. He's mad. It's like I said on Doc's show with him on Wednesday, and I brought this point up. I said, we have been trained to hold our feelings in. You're not supposed to show emotion. You're not supposed to do this. Otherwise, you're some kind of crazy kook or something out there. I'm of the opinion that if something really pisses you off, you ought to get angry about it. You know, whether saying, you know, to violence, but, you know, there should be a whole bunch more people out there that are angry. I know I am. I don't like what's going on around me. You know, I want to live in a decent moral society. Like I always say, you know, I want people around me who don't want to just, you know, stab me in the back as soon as I turn on them. You know, turn my back to them. I want to live in a nice, calm, peaceful society where people get along as well as people can. But, you know, and it's frustrating, you know, knowing all this stuff and how obvious it is once you become aware of what they're doing, trying to snap people's, you know, everyone else around us, you know, trying to snap them awake to what's really going on. Because once you see it, it's obvious. You can see it in the newspaper, magazines, everywhere you look, you can see the manipulation that they're trying to, you know, turn us towards. You know, they're trying to turn everyone in one direction, the one world government.
Yeah, they want you to go to a corral and stay there and be happy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Your little tenant buildings and you got your little gadgets to look at and you got a place to stay, you know, you're supposed to be happy where you're at.
Oh, yeah, you're supposed to be happy and you know, don't get mad, right? It's okay. Everybody, you're going to be protected. The Trump is out there. Your safety is his primary concern. I don't know. I see Doc. Go ahead, James.
Well, like the Romans do back in the day. You just everybody starts bitching and moaning. They just throw a party. You know, have a little festival, make another day off. You know, invent another holiday like Valentine's Day or something. Hey, you know.
Oh yeah.
Day off on the government. You know, but you know, just quiet down. Don't be so angry. You know, here's like 10% off the gas pump. Here's you know.
You can see Julia sitting there asking Augustus that question, right? So we've got some discontent. What do we do? Hey, party, man. We can do it.
You chop someone's head off, you know?
You blame somebody and move on, you know?
Right.
Isn't that around the same time where they said, let's make them all the slaves wear armbands so we know who's who? And the other one says, no, we can't do that. Then they know how many of them there are.
Right. No, there's more of them than there is of us.
We're going to get some armbands, and we'll be right back. We're going to hit the break, and yeah, Republic of Texas Radio with James.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Kind of crazy. We're having a kind of a bumpy day technically, and well, just hang in there, folks. We got James. He's my neighbor. We have great conversations, you know, one-on-one a lot of times. He's been on my show previously in the past, and I thought I'd drag him on. And, well, it seems I've got a lot of stuff going on today, but I wanted to stick with that. James was making the point that, well, this has all been done before. You know, oh, it's breads and circuses, and the Romans did it. Well, why shouldn't we do it here, James? I mean, it works, right?
Well, it's just, I don't know, it works. Yeah, it works. It's just people are lulled into the sense of this is what they're supposed to do and how they do it, and this is what life is. You know, you get up, go to work, pay your taxes, eat, and go to bed, you know.
Yeah, and look forward to the future. Calm down.
Yeah, and you try and... Yeah, you want to save up money to, you know, take a vacation or, you know, whatever. I don't know, you know.
Yeah, it's programming the American.
They make you happy and content with your servitude, your slavery, basically.
Exactly,
We're supposed to work during the week. That's nothing. We're not supposed to enjoy anything. You work for the weekend, and on the weekend, you get your boat that you're making payments on. You go out to the lake, and you ride around in your boat that everyone else is riding around in their boats they're making payments on. and that's your enjoyment. Yeah. You, the rest of the 5 days, you're a slave, and they give you a couple of days off, maybe here and there. But yeah, that's they get you comfortable with your slavery.
Like, hey, we got a couple of callers. Yeah, we like the sheeple thing. We got a couple callers. I'm going to hold you guys on till the next segment, because there's a lot to deal with history on this, and the slavery aspect of being comfortable as a slave. We talked a little bit about talking about the pirates, right, and Bartholomew Roberts, James, and so I went ahead and I did some reading on that, and it was fascinating hearing about the 1700s and the way that they rated different civilizations for people, for slaves, and how they treated them. And so a lot of the reading, they learned to treat slaves differently depending, so what was that all about, right? Because I hear that the Barbary fleet. Tell me a little bit about the early pirates.
The first pirates were actually Chinese, but they were pirates in Roman times.
1700.
A lot of them were privateers. That was, England was fighting Spain. So you get a charter that says you can attack any of those other ships out, enemy ships. And you can keep half the plunder, But the problem is, they wouldn't be able to find so many, so they would have to take the plunder, whatever they could find, to survive, and then all of a sudden they become pirates, and they're no longer, decent people. And they would raid, and the slavery thing was, that was thriving at the time, African slaves to the New World and vice versa, Indians, whatever.
Yeah, well, I heard from my quick studies that in the 1700s they'd sit there and they'd raid. They weren't just going after black slaves; they were going after the Christian population.
Anybody.
Just anybody. And then they'd
anybody
stick you.
Was weaker.
You could be a galley slave, and you lived on the boat until you died, or got onto a crew, or whatever, or you go to land and be sold to, whoever it was. And then you do your job, like the women would sit there and be doing the housework and so forth, and go live in a communal living place. Or they could convert to Islam and be free. But once they converted to Islam, then they're never going home. But it was kind of fascinating to see the path that slavery has been going since, as far as we can see, there's slaves in the Bible, right? In the Old Testament, the New Testament, they've kind of frowned on it. But, we just keep getting this slave thing. And now the pirates really, they're where we live. The British East India Trading Company, which was a major slaver, from my research, changed into Chase Manhattan Bank. And so where do you go with that? All of a sudden the slavers are, they're just doing it different, James.
Well, yeah, that's true. I've heard that many a pirate settled down with all of his fortunes, and that's how a lot of New York is. The old families of New York are from, ill-gotten gains, shady means,
Yeah.
By then it was probably just fair game,
And that brings up a lot of questions. Texas, who did they borrow $10 million from back when they got their independence so they could fight off Spain? Hey, we're going to do the break real quick. We'll go to the callers when we get back. Republic of Texas Radio.
All right.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We're back, Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, we got a caller on the line, and after that, we're just going to go ahead and shut the phone lines down so we can, get to babbling, you know, get some serious babble in there. Hey, Frank, are you out there?
Cutie pie? Yeah. Cutie pie,
What's going on, man?
I've noticed for some decades now that, and I caught on to it somehow at a gut level, and I boycott professional sports, spectator sports, collegiate sports, all of that, because it is bread and circuses. And what it is, it's a way that the powers that be channel our tribal warrior instincts into, you know, beating our chest for our team, you know, the team that wears our jersey or whatever. And it has no basis in reality. It's all an artificial construct. And you see people, like I see my family members, I've seen people for decades. It's life and death. I mean, you know, even with their eulogy at their funeral, a lot of times the focus will be, well, he was a big sports fan. And, you know, he really was a number one fan of his team. You know, whether it be an NFL, you know, football team or whatever. And I really see it as a form of castration. When I see a guy running down, you know, beating his chest, and he's got on all this, you know, bandage, whatever you call it, I see that as he's showing himself to be safe to his conquerors. He's wearing lace pink panties, basically. He's saying, look, look, I'm safe. You don't need to worry about me. And then when I beat my chest and I get passionate for the last 25 years or so about political matters and seeing what's happening to my country, those same people, they look at me like, oh, my God, you know, there's something wrong with that guy. What, you know, why is he so passionate about, you know, the country being destroyed or something like that? So anyway, that's just an observation. And you just look around. I think it was Bannon, or I think Bannon had called Trump's son-in-law a cuck or something. And I don't see it that way at all. I think Kushner is doing exactly. He's fighting for his tribe. He's part of conquering America. We live under Zog, Zionist occupied government. All you got to do is turn on your television set. You can see Wolf Blitzer or any number of other guys on there telling you what the news is, what you need to be thinking about, and what you need to think about it. They're guiding us, and just like a bunch of sheep all the way.
Yeah,
you remember Walter Cronkite's sign-off, right? And that's the way it was. That's the way it is. You know, April 9th, 2017. You know, he didn't say go out and use your own brain. He said, that's the way it is. We're giving you the news. That's all you need to know.
All right. A little warning to you.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, totally. I get you. Thanks, Frank. You know, appreciate the call. And, you know, I thought about that same angle, you know, where I was, dealing with the baseball stadiums here in town. You know, going out there and holding, and, you know, it's kind of fascinating. James and I were, you know, just several days before the baseball episode here in Fredericksburg broke, for some dang reason, you know, we were sitting out there throwing a ball, you know, and I'm kind of like, wow, I haven't thrown a baseball in, like, forever. But I remembered how to do that. You know, you throw the ball and you try to catch it in the, you know, part of your glove that's designed for catching. I think they called it the spider's web. And it felt good. And I remembered back in the day when, you know, I was taught to play baseball. And, you know, that's good for reflexes. It's good for kids. It's good for people. Now, as far as professional sports go, I do see that. But I worry that, you know, my 9-year-old, you know, he's sitting there, he doesn't know a lot of baseball. He really doesn't know how to throw and stuff like that. And sure, he gets a little bit of it. But I learned an awful lot learning how to throw a baseball, catch a baseball as it's coming in the sun, block the sun out, you know, fly balls and things like that. The camaraderie of a team, you know, I don't know how that really... I don't know what that teaches, but I don't think sports are bad to a certain extent because they teach physical things. James, what do you think about that whole thing? Because you got the pro sports, and then you got all sorts of things that are fun to do, throw football, archery, you know, whatever, you know.
I agree with him, but I agree with you both because, you know, you both have solid points, you know. He's talking about this, how the sports, the pros of sports, how it's just, you know, I don't know what it's called, so corporatized, you know, and it's big money, you know.
Right.
You spend a lot of money, and it's, you know, it's a lot of money, you know, they do a lot of things, you know, but it is a sport, and it is, you know, like you said, it's good for reflexes and good for kids, something to do, you know, physical activity, you know, athletics, you know. Running, jumping, you know, throwing balls, catching balls, throwing javelins, you know. That's all good, right. I think, but he's right. He sees people all sucked up into it where they're, you know, their team is their life and they're buried in their uniforms and stuff like that. But hey, whatever, it's right. People's choices, you know.
It is.
As far as that goes, you either pay for the ticket or you don't. You know, you either watch it or you don't, you know.
Mm.
And as far as high school sports go, I mean, how can you be mad at that? You know, I mean.
Yeah, well,
tennis,
I don't
you know,
know.
People play tennis. People play golf. People go bowling. You know, people like to do those kinds of things.
Well, don't get me started with the high school sports thing, right? I don't believe in schools, you know, per se. I wouldn't mind. I don't really mind Little League or something like that because it's a voluntary thing. You know, we can join a team, we can not, or maybe a private type situation. But I don't feel kindly on indoctrination camps. But that's neither here nor there. I want to go to Doc real quick because you've been really quiet and we've talked about an awful lot. What's up, Doc?
Well, not much. I was just sitting back thinking we had a the earlier comment was, you know, from Caesar that this country's going to hell. And I think hell would be a step up from where politics has taken us. What a sad state of affairs when you have courses in school now that are called political science. When did politics ever become a science? I think never. And, you know, as far as pro sports, probably the greatest golfer ever was Bobby Jones, and he stayed an amateur because he said the word root meant love of the game, and he never turned pro. He won more than anybody, and he gave them the Masters, that golf course. He built that and gave it to pro golf. He wasn't interested in being corrupt or political or making all the money. He played for the love of the game. And that's the problem today, is the love of the game might be there for some, but the politics and the money has ruined it. And they said that in Bobby Jones' day. One of the sports writers back then said, money will ruin sports in the coming future. And he was right.
Any thoughts, James?
No, I'm just on a total agreement. Free agencies, money, all that spoiled misses. Yeah, it ruins it, you know. That's why baseball had a strike. My dad loved baseball. He probably hasn't watched a whole baseball game since because they were on that strike, you know. You got millionaires fighting over millions of dollars, and, you know, they're bitching about it, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, a curious thing there, James, you know, back this whole Syria thing real quick, but it's kind of not about that. The fact that all these missiles go off and everybody goes, thank God, missiles are flying again. We're America. Everything's restored. Yay. But America sits there and says, we want your guns. You don't, you shouldn't have a gun, right? But meanwhile, we're applauding firing all these Tomahawk cruise missiles or whatever. Woo-hoo, that's neat. You know, everybody likes to fire off, you know, something or other. Even, you know, rabid anti-gun, well, I don't know about rabid ones, but I do know people that don't like firearms, and you put one in their hand and you have them shoot a target, and they go, woo, that's neat. It's kind of curious. I don't know what to take of that. You know, there's got to be a primal instinct that they're appealing to. Thoughts, James?
Oh, I believe so, yeah. You know, not that it's the warrior spirit in everybody, because, you know, I don't really necessarily believe in that, but, you know, kids are up from age, you know, 3 or 4 on up, play cowboys and Indians and, you know, cap guns and everything. It's just kind of ingrained in your American spirit to own a firearm, you know, the right to keep and bear arms, you know?
I just wonder where that programming comes from. You know, if you were...
Repetition, I think.
You know, is it the you see it and then you do it? A lot of people argue that fact, you know, but if... do you think if you lived out in the middle of nowhere, kids would still grab sticks and start, you know, swinging them at each other? I kind of think they would, at least boys.
Well, they'd play swords for sure. You know, swords, anything. Yeah. Don't know why, Steve. I guess it's just like cave, you know, back to the caveman instinct, I'll call it, you know, or just a, like you said, a primal instinct for self-preservation, I guess, maybe, you know?
Yeah, I think that sports is definitely on a decline to a certain extent, you know, an equalization, and video games have become more the norm. I never thought that I'd hear people say, when I grow up, I'm going to be a professional gamer. Right, and I'm going, what the heck is a professional gamer, right? You know, you play Donkey Kong for a living? Really?
Well,
no, I put,
yeah. You know,
James?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I mean, somebody, you would have said, well, you're going to make $1 million riding a skateboard, whatever. But, you know, it's happened to some people. But not everybody could be a professional. You know, even guys that are that good don't get to make professional money, you know, necessarily. You know what I mean? Or millions of dollars, put it that way. Mm-hmm. You know, like I was talking about Tony Hawk, for instance, or some of those other guys that, you know.
Yeah, but whatever happened to them, did he work as a bartender now? Got old, stopped skating?
Well, I don't know if they stopped skating. He's older now. He's, you know, but I think he's a pretty smart business, but they weren't dumb kids, you know. They were actually probably got, you know, business assets of some sort. I don't know personally, but, you know, last time I saw him, he looked pretty good. It was on Cribs or something.
I was watching soccer at a store that I, you know, take care of. And I was talking to the counter guy, and I was saying, look at all those guys on the field, right? You know, they're making tons of money, right? And he says, yeah, this 19-year-old kid, he's going to be the highest paid, you know, soccer player shortly. And I'm kind of like, you know, and I'm going, well, how many of them will be bartenders in 5 years? And he says, what do you mean? I'm all, well, they can only play until they can't play. And then they've sat there and went their entire lives learning how to play soccer. They call it football in other countries, if you guys don't know. But in these other countries, they grow up to become soccer players. And they have the same problem of giving them millions of dollars and then being broke in, you know, a couple days, you know, after they, I don't know, am I getting too off the beaten path, Alan?
Oh, I don't know if we can get too far off the beaten path, as crazy as this world has become.
I know. I see it all connecting. You know, it all connects, and maybe the time of sports has passed, and I just, and maybe I'm a dreamer, right? Because I wish kids would think correctly, but I see myself not thinking correctly when I was a kid, and I would sit there and go, well, I don't know if I had really lofty dreams when I was a kid. I thought I was going to do something with computers, or I was going to do something with cars, because I liked both of those things, and I went that direction, but I did have my moments where I wanted to run away to Alaska and go on a big adventure. In 1991, my brother-in-law tried to drag me over there to Kuwait to rebuild, you know, the place after, well, the U.S. destroyed it because there were a lot of construction jobs over there. And in 91, there was a big, well, we were in kind of a depression. You know, there weren't a lot of jobs. Nobody was buying anything. And I said, well, they're the money. Money. I need money. So, and I see today, you know, people want to be, I'm sure there was people in 91 that wanted to be sports figures, and they run towards the goal and end up at the gas station on the corner. I feel that sad in so many different ways. Doc, what do you think?
Well, yeah, I think today that's a really big problem, because they're either on the cell phone or playing those games or thinking they're going to be in pro sports. And they've taken out of the school systems all the tech stuff, which is, to me, the greatest thing schools ever offered. I started out in electrical electronics in high school, and they don't do much of that today. It's more like, let's push them to college because that's the business. And college has got a lot of almost semi-pro sports, I guess you would say. But a lot of those kids' dreams get crushed when they find out they can't make it to that next level. And then, like you said, what do? There wasn't much decided for them along the way other than, I might make it.
Well, you know, this week I heard a lot about California and the robots coming to California. And, you know, that's being pushed by I guess a vote that California did to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, which made it lucrative for a company to create a business that had no people in it, and you can sit there and just maintain the robots. So there's a couple, you know, new restaurants coming online that you'll order from your table, and they'll cook your food all in the big robot in the back room, which sounded crazy, but now it's upon us. So those jobs are well, going to be gone. We could be robot tenders, and maybe they can sweep the floor. No, they got Roombas to do that. I don't know. I don't know what's left for humans to do coming up or to dream about. You know, dream to be an attorney. I'm going to be what? I don't know. I'm just so confused, James, sometimes.
Yeah. Me too.
Alan, why don't you straighten us out?
Me? I'm confused.
Damn it. Oh, God. We're supposed to be the authority.
Actually, I don't think any of us are confused. We see it all pretty clear. So everybody else is confused about it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Good point.
And
you know what I mean?
You know,
everybody seems pretty clear what the hell's going on.
Yeah, true. I, you know, several weeks back there, James, one of our callers called in, and he said a great analogy. He said, you know, it's like we're all swimming around in a septic tank, right? And everybody's sitting there going, doing a back pedal and doing this and that. And we're all describing the septic tank. And instead of trying to figure out how to get out of the septic tank, right, we're saying, hey, look over there, there's a wall. Hey, big turd over there, turd. Right, back pedal away from it. This is Republic of Texas Radio. And, well, the break's coming up. Hang on, folks. Short segment.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hey, we're wrapping up the show. It's been a very busy one. And I apologize for all the collisions that occurred, and we'll just work. I closed the last segment talking about our favorite, my favorite analogy of the world. You know, sitting there, we're all swimming around in the sewage thing, and we're all talking about it, but the question is, how do we start getting out of this sewage pit? I guess it is talking and talking and talking, besides doing things. You know, James, you are definitely one of those people that do things. You know, you're raising chickens now for the first time in your life, and, you know, you just like to experiment. You know, how's your little experiment going?
They're fine. I'm looking at them right now.
Hey, what did you learn so far? What did you learn so far? And I hate to go, because, you know, when we started this thing, you just you did a little bit of research, and then you went forward, and did you find that was all bull, or do you find some facts and bull, and what did you see?
There's a lot of information. I didn't know a whole lot. Give them feed and water, keep them clean, and keep them warm. I think it's just the keys you got to really follow.
I see that as one of those ways out of the, you know, septic tank, learning to be self-sufficient, getting disconnected, and learning to take care of stuff like they did in the early 1900s, because we are heading for a very strange place in history with the robots taking over all the stores and, you know, jobs going everywhere. I mean, when we're talking about manufacturing coming back to America, we're talking about more robot manufacturing, and we'll have robot tenders. But we're in for some bumpy roads, folks. That's for sure. Doc, you got anything?
Yeah, our guest last week, Daniel Brigman, wrote that book, Forever 1776. And one of the quotes out of that book I thought was really appropriate, because what happens today is every time you question the so-called authority or the power, you're considered anti-government. But in his book, he said that we're not attempting to revolt against our constitutional government. It's an attempt to restore it. And I think that puts it in perspective.
Absolutely.
Alan? Oh, well, you kind of caught me unawares here. I was kind of drawing a blank at the moment.
That's okay. Well, you know, Mer Bailey out in the chat room, you know, next week you can join us in the chat room if you want. That's chat, republicoftexasradio.chattango.com. Mer tells us to consider what you really need, not what you want. And I think that's a good frame for next week as we're coming into, well, pre-April 15th day. Is that April Fool's Day? I don't know. I think people have been
April Fool's Day.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, because we've been so deceived as to what the Internal Revenue System or service is. Where we sit as a nation, we just sent $1 billion worth of Tomahawk missiles to destroy a piece of a tarmac, right? You know, that's great. A lot of potholes, took out a little bit of concrete. Everybody's hyped for war again. And are we going into war? I don't know. I doubt it. But something's going to happen. I'm sure we're not going to look at the domestic spying thing. I'm pretty sure that we're just going to head on, well, our merry way. I'd leave you folks with a couple words, and that means take care of your family. Your family is important. The people around you, take care of yourself, and get ready, because, you know, something's happening out there, and we're going to all go through it together. And hopefully, it's going to be okay, folks. Love you all. Take care, and have a good weekend.
Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat. Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.